This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Minot today at Minot State University in the Student Center, Conference Center up on the third floor, where we were almost exactly a year ago for the Veterans Employer Summit that Fortis Energy puts on. Been talking about this for a while. Glad to be here. It actually kicks off about 10 this morning in a little while. And part of the program itself will be the show and include Senator John Hoeven as well as Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. So we're looking forward to that coming up here in a little bit. If you're a business owner, you're a human resource personnel, you're a recruiter, you're a decision maker in the hiring process, if you're a vet and have some thoughts to contribute to this discussion, anyone involved or interested in veteran employee recruitment and retention, you're certainly welcome to join us free today. Great discussion that will be happening. We thank our friends from Fortis Energy, Blaze Energy, and Cognizant for bringing you this event. Job Service North Dakota, Minot State University, Employers Support of the Guard and Reserve, North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Cares, all coming together to have this happen today. I am just of the opinion, as long as the veteran unemployment rate is higher than the overall unemployment rate, we've got a problem that needs addressing. So that's what we're talking about today here in Minot, and we'll have some of that on the air, and the conference itself will continue after the program, as I mentioned. So lots to take in today, and I hope you do. I'm just checking for the updated timeline here and let you know exactly how long things will be going on today so you can plan accordingly. Peter Carano will join us from Fortis in a little bit. The job service presentation is at 11, and at 11:15, the Department of Commerce, North Dakota Cares at 11:30, the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve at 11:45, a lunch at noon. The keynote presentation today is Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. He'll join us on the air today about 10:30 this morning, too. And at 1 o'clock, there are some breakout discussions that will happen, a little summary of all of those at 2:30, and things wrap up at 3 this afternoon. So more on that coming up here in a little bit. Also, Steve Moore will join us at the bottom of the hour. Steve is, of course, someone that you know if you've listened to this program before. He is now with the Heritage Foundation. He's been with the Wall Street Journal editor there on the editorial page. Probably most famous for forming the Club for Growth and getting conservative economic principles front and center in Washington, D.C. He is an architect of the president's tax reform plans and has helped shape this. Obviously, the House has a version, the Senate has a version, the president has a version. We're going to talk with him about what he likes so far, what he sees, what kind of momentum is out there from this. So Steve Moore, bottom of the hour. I also want to talk with him a little bit about all these groups that have gone and said, okay, I like tax reform, but don't change how we get taxed. Or make sure you exempt us, carve us out. Because that seems to make it a little more difficult to do. I have the list here. It's a pretty extensive list, so we're going to talk with him about that. But first, let's talk about Texas and a Baptist church last night, yesterday morning. And, of course, the moment this happened, we do what we do, right? You turn your attention and say, oh, no, come on, this can't be. And, some things about this one that are really amazing. For one, about half the church. This gunman starts firing into the church from outside and eventually enters the church, and about half of the parishioners there were killed or wounded. I mean, just think about that. 26 dead, the last number, a family of 8 among them, an entire family of 8. The 14-year-old daughter of the pastor, who was not there as well. The connection to the church and the shooter, we don't know, other than there are reports that the in-laws, and this person was estranged from his wife because he had harmed his wife. He had also harmed their child, and because of that, had been dishonorably discharged from the Air Force, and as well had been brought up on charges. So some real issues there. I think I talked about Las Vegas tripping a trigger for me on the air. And the trigger that tripped was that, you know, you don't have an oh my gosh moment, right? You just sort of say, oh, here it is again. And Las Vegas was new for me in that regard. And New York, same thing, last Tuesday. Different circumstances with all of them, but evil being the one common denominator, without question. And I think the reason I don't have the, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening moment is because it's very obvious that it's evil. And also, I think we tend to, when we have an oh my gosh moment, think we want to fix it with this. By golly, if we just did this, that. I don't think like that. I'm starting to think less and less like that. You know, there's things you can do to be smart, right? I mean, if you're driving a Chevrolet Suburban and all of a sudden the wheels started coming off the Chevrolet Suburban and people are dying in crashes, you'd say, well, what's going on with the wheels here? Why is that happening? You'd recall the car, you'd fix it, you know. Things that are obvious, yes. But one thing I do know in my mind, and I want your take on this, evil will always be among us. Evil is among us. Evil's been here since the beginning of time. And so to live your life mad because we didn't do this, and therefore that happened, is to really defy logic. In other words, if we just had more gun control, this stuff wouldn't happen. It's just not true. It's just not true. It is evil. Now, what can we do? We can be good, right? We can ultimately call out evil when we see it, do our part to shine a light. It's a great movie out there right now about that. Sean Hannity's behind it. And Kevin Sorbo, is that how you say his name? Well. Yeah. Have you seen that movie yet, Todd?
I have not.
It's here now. I haven't either, but I understand it's really, really, really good. In fact, when we were in Washington, D.C., we had a chance to interview Kevin Sorbo, and there was just one day to do it, and we found out about it after the fact. But go see the movie. I mean, go take it in. There's not that many good movies anymore. A lot of garbage, you know. But I think my number one takeaway here is evil is among us. It's always been among us. And we better be on the right side of good versus evil. And if you are, maybe there's less evil. You're going to take it on. That'd be my take. 800-228-0550. What'd you think, Todd, when you saw it, heard it? Is there any part of you that went, I'm not surprised. Here we go again.
Yep.
Kind of come to expect this stuff, haven't we?
That's just it. You know, at some point you just you shake your head and it's like, God, here we go again. And then it didn't take too long for, oh, well, it's time for the gun control thing to be out and up. This wasn't a terrorist.
Yeah, this is about the sickest thing anybody can do. When you try and advance a political agenda based on people dying, you've lost all reason.
Would gun control really have stopped this? Do we honestly think we're ever going to get to a point where all the guns are gone? Of course not. There's always going to be somebody with a gun. And guess what? Chances are this clown is going to be one of them.
And I understand the governor has reported that his permit had been pulled. So he didn't have the ability to get a gun legally, but he got one. So that goes to your point.
Exactly. You just pulled the permit. Oh, that's like saying, oh, well, I can't. My driver's license has been revoked, therefore I can't drive, and I can't possibly get behind the wheel and still drive anyway. Come on.
Here's an email that says it well. Thanks for the discussion regarding mass shootings and terrorism. I think this topic and the fear it produces underscores the necessity of being prepared to die. That isn't to say that we wish to die or don't want to live, but every day is a gift, and we never know which day will be our last. I sleep soundly because I believe in the promise of salvation to the faithful through Jesus Christ. I want to watch my children grow old, marry, and have children of their own, but I don't fear death because I know where I'm going. We need to do everything we can to prevent terrorism and mass shootings, but if more people would put their hope in the Lord, they wouldn't have to live in fear. I know you guys don't live in fear. Have a blessed day, John. Thanks, John. I agree. I think there's a lot in that. And I think that's where, you know, you even for those, you know, what's impossible in this situation to see a family of eight, 14-year-old daughter. I have a 14-year-old daughter. You don't think the thought of a 14-year-old daughter just going to church, just going to church. She went to church, 14 years old, and she's shot. She's killed. She's murdered. That thought can't not repulse you. But
and being the pastor, to you know, have to go in and be strong for everybody when you just lost your 14-year-old daughter.
Special challenges there, no doubt. But guess what? I'll bet he knows where she's at. And I bet he knows.
It doesn't make it easy. It gives you solace, but it doesn't make it easy.
But it goes back to the emailer's point. So what's your take on what happened last night? Give me your thoughts. Todd and I shared ours. I want yours. 800-228-0550. Welcome on.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on the best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
To be kicking off Veterans Weekend. Veterans Day, yes. So we will be at Village Inn. We'll actually be at the location on 25th and 32nd Avenue South in Fargo. But Saturday, get a vet to any Village Inn location. Fargo locations, Minot location, Moorhead location, because it's a free VIB breakfast for the vets. Is that great or what? Plus, if you join me during our broadcast on Friday. Rusty, you going to come over? Are you? We'll have some free pie. Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Rusty Ort, Purple Heart recipient, great warrior, good pal, traveling with me today. And just reminded me, Kevin Sorbo, we were talking about his movie. He's a Minnesota State University Morehead grad, as a matter of fact. So Minnesota boy, I guess I'd totally forgotten that altogether. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Now, that's a businessman sprayer. You don't get much better than that. Just talk to people that own one. One customer told us, you know, the field lights and the boom lights, excellent. I love using them, comfortable to use them, and they make my job much easier. Another said, the visibility while spraying, great. As far as I'm concerned, the Apache's about the, quote, best sprayer I've ever sat in, unquote. Another said, it's a Cadillac. You're not bumped around. It rides smooth. You get out. Your back doesn't hurt. Your neck's not hurting from turning around, looking at things, and you feel like you've been sitting in a recliner all day. These are from folks who listened to this program and said, sounds like a good sprayer. I got to buy one, bought one, and then gave us those rave reviews. You can't get better than that. They have the ET Ag Center, too, for all the parts you need. 1701 Eastside Court in Mandan, south of Fargo, exit 60 at Frontier, High Plains Apache. Your Apache sprayer dealer. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, what will fix what happened in Texas? What should we do? You're going to hear about this a bunch. All kinds of ideas on what we ought to do. What do you think we ought to do? What should be... And put them all together. Las Vegas, mass shooting. Active shooting. And do you remember not long ago, North Dakota Safety Council? North Dakota... Or WSI? On the air, what were we talking about? Active shooter situations. Those are things that practical, you know, I mean, if I'm in a situation like that, what do I do? I mean, if that for you is what is prompted out of Las Vegas or Texas in this church, good. That's a good thing. That's just being proactive. That's being smart. I wouldn't say I'm never going to a concert that's outside. I wouldn't say I'm never going to church again because this could happen. That's living your life in fear. But I would say, you know, that's a practical thing. The idea that, you know, guns could, you know, take away guns and everything will be great. It's crazy. In fact, I think one of the heroes of this story is the fella who's driving down, sees a guy run out of his house or is in the front yard, ends up exchanging gunfire with this guy. The guy drops his gun, gets in his car and leaves, and another guy follows him after firing at him. Love it. That's more guns. Less crime. That's what that is. That's the hands you want that in. Some of you texters here, why is it that a judge decides you don't have to stand for the anthem, but he requires you to stand for him when he enters the courtroom? Another, have you ever noticed when the Democratic Party is in trouble, the shootings start? I haven't, but I don't. I'm not going to even let my mind go there. Look at the shooters. 99. This is another texter. Look at the shooters. 99% of gun crime is committed by liberals. Then liberals scream for gun control. How do we know this guy's a liberal? I don't know that yet. I've heard some things about him being an angry liberal, but I've not seen any evidence that suggests that. Who was it that was saying that? Ben Ferguson. Ben Ferguson, who was a radio talk show, said he saw something on social media. Then they took all the social media down. So I don't know. Another texter, old saying, when they outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. Yeah, no kidding. Another email says, I want to give a shout-out to the great volunteers of the Honor Flight. They flew a group of veterans yesterday to Washington, D.C., including my father and brother. His dad a Korean vet. His brother a Desert Storm vet. Thank you. That is one of the greatest programs on the face of the earth. It really is. And I had a chance to be on several of those, the WDAY Honor Flight initially, but the Rough Rider Honor Flight as well, and out of Bismarck, the Kevin Kramer headed up. They're fantastic. They just are fantastic. No doubt about it. They really are. They're fabulous. So couldn't agree with you anymore. Your dad, Roger, went? Did he really? Rusty just told me his dad, Roger, was on that, one of those honor flights. Roy. Did I say Raj? Yeah, sorry. Another texter here. The movie Let There Be Light is not showing in Bismarck yet. Oh, we got to fix that. All right. I know. I think it's in Fargo. I haven't seen it myself yet, but I want to see it badly. Definitely want to check it out. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. We're also trying to dig up the status of legislation that was proposed in the North Dakota legislature related to giving churches the ability to have sort of quote-unquote private security forces, but basically, you know, if I'm a pastor, I could say to Rusty here, Rusty, you've got your permit, you're trained, I'd like you to be a part of our security force and be in the church. The only thing that we would need to do, as I recall under the legislation, is let law enforcement know that, hey, we've got people who are carrying in the church, they're part of our private security force. And when it was proposed, and I don't remember who proposed it, I do not remember who proposed it, but I know it was widely mocked as, oh my gosh, ridiculous. Republicans want to let people have guns in churches now. This is crazy. I don't think that's a crazy idea. And I know that some churches now have some version of this, that it does happen. But I think the legislation would have made it easier to do. And I don't know the status of it, but we need to check into that as well, because I think something like that, some practical things, I think make some sense like that. To just say, hey, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you do that? But by and large, folks, again, when you're talking about good versus evil, really all you can do is be good. Be the good. Be the light. And where you say evil, take them on. Peter's here from Fortis Energy. Peter, how are you?
Not bad. How are you?
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing this again.
It's our pleasure. It's a great thing that we're involved with here, and it's really an honor to be
Fortis Energy sponsoring for the second year in a row here in Minot State, the Employer Veterans Summit. And why do you do it?
You know, veterans make up such an important part of the workforce, really as an oil and gas company, the industry at large. I mean, they play such a pivotal role in our industry that there's not enough people actively searching those roles. And we see that there's, you know, like you said earlier, the unemployment rate's far too low for veterans and servicemen and women, and we really want to try to explore why that's the case and bring some minds together to talk about it and see what we can do to better the situation.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me that the veteran unemployment rate would be higher than the overall rate. It just doesn't, so that's why I'm glad events like this happen. What's realistic to hope comes out of this?
You know, that discussion, that moving forward, we can get some veterans talking with some hiring people, some people in the HR field, some people in the ownership field of companies to really understand what those roadblocks are, why we're not seeing higher job rates, how we can see translation from the skills from the workforce in the military to translate to, you know, civilian life workforce.
This event starts at 10 today. It's free. Encourage you to come. Minot State University Student Center, third floor conference center is where we'll be. Come up. You can register right on site and join the discussion. Keynoter over lunch today, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Thanks, Peter. We'll chat later.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, more coming up from Minot today on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to their 12th annual meeting at the Baymont in Mandan Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. Saturday's topics include wintering beef cows by beef cattle specialist Carl Dolan, the latest on electronic tagging and reading systems from Port Supply, animal health updates from the state veterinarian, and featured speaker Dr. Sonny Geiser Novotny will discuss the latest on animal identification, where it's at and where it's going. Kim Ulmer of South Dakota will explain the markets during the banquet. Dance follows. Register at iban.org or call 214-0639.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteelectricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors years for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now. This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We thank you for that. We're live in Minot today, and we are at Minot State University in the Student Center up on the third floor conference center for an Veterans Employers Summit. That's what's happening today, and actually the radio show and the event itself will kind of merge here at 10 o'clock, so looking forward to that. Senator John Hoeven, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will join us on the program, and more of the folks making this happen. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Give us a call. Billy and Bismarck, you're first to go here. And we understand Steve Moore is just tied up for a moment, so we're going to give him a call back here in a moment and chat with him as well. Want to thank our sponsors that have made this happen, this special broadcast today. That includes Fortis Energy Service. And Fortis has the Fortis for Vets program, an in-house training initiative designed to help veterans and reservists. The program has won accolades and been acknowledged as a model veteran employment program by the Employer Summit for the Reserve and Guard. Today, about 10% of the Fortis workforce is made up of veterans, so that's something to be proud of. Fortis is committed to helping those who have served in our country's military by providing good employment opportunities. The Fortis for Vets program is partnered with the Department of Defense Hero to Hired program, designed to connect qualified veterans to Fortis Career Opportunities. The Fortis for Vets Veteran and Employment Initiative, second to none, honoring the high qualification of these men and women who serve their country. Veterans adapt to the safety culture, service-oriented, work well under pressure, have great work ethics, just a great employee. So think long and hard about that, folks. It really makes a lot of sense. All right, let me go to Billy and Bismarck here for his take on what happened in Texas. The church.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You?
I just wanted to say that I think, this is personal opinion, because I have a lot of Bible knowledge and education, I think that people in these churches who are opposed to firearms in churches are missing a huge point. Now, we come from a Judeo-Christian society. We have, you know, Christianity came out of Judaism. You consider back at the time when the Second Temple was built, or the temple was rebuilt, every person doing their job was required to have a sword in hand because they were constantly under threat of attack from the neighboring places that are people that wanted to destroy the Jews.
So it's a fair point. Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, and also, if you want to ignore the Old Testament or the New Testament, I think it was Paul wrote that anyone who does not take care of his own is worse than an unbeliever. Well, taking care of your own is also providing for their safety. You know, so me, I belong to a church where I don't think the lead pastor carries, but the associate pastor carries a concealed firearm. He's a guy in a wheelchair. He's a Vietnam vet. He's a in his late 60s, early 70s. I bet if somebody walked into our church organization and tried to do that, it would be a minimum of 6 guns pointed at him in no time, and most of these guys are ex-military. So I think, and we are a messianic group, so we're a little different than most modern Christian churches, but still, we believe in taking care of our own and stopping an evil person from doing what they're doing. So carrying a firearm, you know, it's a tool to reach an end, which in this case the end of a bad situation. So that's just my take on it.
Appreciate your take, Billy. Thank you for sharing. 258-0550, 800-228-0550. Did find some more during the break about this Devin Kelly, who was described as weird and as being an atheist by his former classmates. Here's some interesting things. This is from The Sun. The deranged gunman who killed 26 churchgoers in Texas was a militant atheist who ranted on Facebook about stupid religious people. So a little more into maybe his motive here on why he would pick a church. Mm-hmm. One of his classmates wrote on Facebook, the mass murderer used to rant on the social network about his atheist beliefs. She said he was always talking about how people who believe in God were stupid, trying to preach his atheism. Friend or fellow user, I guess, said I removed him off Facebook for those same reasons. He was being super negative all the time. Another Facebook friend of the killer added he was weird, but never that weird. Always posting his atheist stuff, like Nina wrote, but he always posted pics of him and his baby. Crazy. Yeah. That's certainly that's a good description for sure. So we're getting a little more of the picture, as we will, as this continues to play out. Texter says, Scott, I think the exact opposite of people like Schumer do. I'm disappointed that not enough people in the congregation were carrying guns. If any of them had been carrying their guns, there would have been less bloodshed. Small church, you know, hard to know. Do we know? For one, I've heard an eyewitness description of him initially shooting all the way around the church, into the church, with a high-power gun, a high-power rifle. So, you know, he no doubt had killed people before he even entered the congregation. Who are you going to shoot at in that case, right? So I think that's a little tough to say. It would have been easier that way. Let's see, another texter says, as I was walking through a home improvement store Saturday, the thought of a gunner ran through my mind. I looked at everything more attentive after that. You do. And again, North Dakota Safety Council is doing these seminars, these safety classes specifically on attentive, you know, on to be more attentive, to help you be more attentive in active shooter situations, not only in the workplace and just in general, just individually, just personally. So check those out. They're coming up here in the next couple of days. I think there's a couple of them this week. I'm trying to pull them up right now while I'm waiting here. I'm just trying to get to all these texts. You can carry in church if you have a concealed carry permit and pastor's permission. You need to be able to conceal carry in parks and public venues, games and concerts. Yeah, what was the legislation, though? What were they trying to change? Because there was something else they were trying to change in the last legislative session, as I recall. We'll have to dig that up. Another texter says, I believe firearms should be introduced to all at an early age so they become as second nature to carry and use as cell phones. There's a reoccurring trend of soft target shootings. More law-abiding citizens need to be armed. That's the irony here. You've got a group of folks who want less guns, and they think they'll solve this. You know, bad guys are going to find a weapon. If this guy, say, his permit being revoked prevented him from getting a gun, he's that bent on it, he could do a bomb. You know, there's all kinds of other things. So I agree. More guns, less crime, every time. Check out John Lott's research on this. Texter says, thank you, Obama. Thank you, Obamacare. Might have to go back to work even though we are retired. Oh, somebody's sending us. I'll save this question for Senator Hovind, who's going to join us in a little bit. It's a copy of their letter related to their coverage in 2018, your new premium. Your 2017 monthly payment is $1,574. This reflects a monthly premium of $1,574.30 Starting in January, your estimated monthly payment will be $2,024, going up $500.
Ow!
$500. Just shy of $500. Wow. And I can't tell exactly what kind of plan, but it talks about the marketplace plan. So, yeah, I was right, Todd.
At what age should you no longer have to carry maternity coverage?
Oh, that's don't even get me going. Here's another text. I'm not sure, but didn't they have to carry swords when they were rebuilding the city wall around the holy city? Similar to that last caller's point. Ask your guests if they believe. Ask Congressman Kramer tomorrow and your guest Steve if they, as Republicans, actually believe we should raise taxes on the wealthiest among us. Ask them about this new 46% tax, and if he uses Obama's name to justify it, he's being dishonest. Thanks. All right. Oh, and I also carry in church and stand right by the door. Adam from Lemon. Some people do have the protections. Good for you. That is certainly good for you. No doubt about that. All right. Texters coming in here at 800-228-0550. Here's another one. Let's not forget Rand Paul was attacked while mowing his lawn this weekend by his admitted socialist neighbor. Got a bruised lung, several broken ribs. The left is violent. When's the last time a conservative snapped and attacked a liberal? That was a horrible story. When I first heard about it last night, I didn't know it was his neighbor. Then this morning I heard it was his neighbor. His neighbor! Like, what in the world? I think the guy's been arrested already. Obviously, he should be. This is Rand Paul mowing his lawn. Attacked by a neighbor. Can you believe that? South Dakota listener says, my husband and I went to Let There Be Light last night. It's a good movie. All right. It's on my list. Definitely going to see that one. 800-228-0550. Lots of text pouring in here, too. 701-367-2054 to text me or Todd at 701-226-8503. Last chance to get your comment in on Texas and your take on that, because shortly here we're going to switch gears and be talking about the Veterans Employer Summit. So last chance to get your comment in. And then Steve Moore is going to join us in the next segment. Also coming up, Senator John Hoeven and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and more of the folks from the Veterans Employer Summit here at Minot State University. We're broadcasting live today on What's on Your Mind, third floor of the Student Center in the Conference Center. And the event starts at 10, goes till 3, and is free and open to the public. So come join the conversation. If you want to get in a room and try to figure out how to lower that veteran unemployment rate, we'd love to have you. Roger in Fargo is next. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, good morning. I got a statement and a question. Hey, we all, I think we give up the argument about gun control, because I'd be interested. You never hear about the statistic of how many people were saved by a person with a gun. And my other comment is, for the people who think that taking away guns would stop the issue, I always ask them, then how come drugs that have been illegal for 100 years they haven't solved the drug problem? Common sense tells you that the two things, the gun control issue and the drug issue, are along the same lines. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Yeah, good points. I have heard stats on how guns have been used in good ways. I have heard that, but it'd be fun to put all of that together, for sure. Good point. Jimmy in Minnesota, I only have a couple of seconds, but lay it on me.
Okay, this guy should have never got a permit. He should have never been able to purchase a firearm. He was court-martialed by the Air Force for spousal abuse and did 1 year in a less than honorable discharge.
Good point. There's already laws to prevent that. Enforce those. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You could own your very own drone for $9.99. Hurry to PetroServe USA. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hendon to tell you about the good folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields to save you money, to give you choice at the pump, and you fill up at pumps you own at PetroServe USA locations. That's right. Great savings on queen-size blankets, $24.99. Energizer batteries, a buck off. There's also Jack Lynch Legend, $8.99 each. Those are great for the big bags. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, all month long, two for $12. And don't forget, any size coffee or hot chocolate is 99 cents each. So warm up at a PetroServe USA location. Stock up on 24 packs of water, only $3.99. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, four items for $4. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you'll ever buy. PetroServe USA, and now Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, too. All part of the family, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Training Director Don Mosman discussing how the new safety campus will change traditional safety training.
The National Safety Council, of which we are a chapter, has done a lot of research in the last several years, and what the research is pointing to is a concept called blended learning, where we take the traditional training topics where you're in a classroom, and we transition into a hands-on environment where instead of just talking about it, you actually do it. And we're going to be looking for opportunities with many of the trainings that we offer, like electrical courses and OSHA courses, to be able to get the students out of the classroom and get them actually practicing safety techniques.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on training by calling 701-223-6372.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
On your mind, live from Minot today, Minot State University, Veterans Employers Summit, big part of our program today, and start with that next hour, meet some of the folks here. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will join us. He's the keynote speaker today, and also Senator John Hovind is going to check in on this important topic, too. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program, and we'll invite questions from our audience here, as well as those of you at home. So simple way for you to join, 800-228-0550. I did find, by the way, those workplace, those seminars coming up from the North Dakota Safety Council. I told you I'd find that. And a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how to prepare for the unthinkable. And that was in the wake of the tragedy of Las Vegas. And, of course, we've since had the situation in Las Vegas last night. And a couple of things they suggest is workplace violence awareness. And there's some December 12th in Fargo, 1 to 3. December 19th in Bismarck, 1 to 3. There's also a workplace violence planning and management seminar, November 8th. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 5 in Bismarck that is happening. And then also self-protection and predator awareness, so you individually can prepare as well. Thursday, December 7th, 5:30 to 9:30 in Fargo. Monday, December 11th, 5:30 to 9:30 in Bismarck. I've got one of those on my calendar because I just want to—I really want to take this in. I think we need to. And also on the first aid side, they have you know, ways you can help. How to you know, if you're, imagine you're there and you see somebody shot next to you, how do you help them, right? And so they have great first aid training as well. So check all those out at ndsc.org, ndsc.org for the North Dakota Safety Council, North Dakota Safety Council WSI. Pair up, and we do Safety Talk Radio once a month, which is, you know, opportunities to help save people's lives. That's what we do, and we enjoy every minute of it. We really do. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, toll-free, 701-258-0550. You can also text us 701-367-2054 for me, or 701-226-8503 for Todd. Okay, and we're waiting for Steve Moore and trying to track him down. I don't know what happened to him. He's supposed to be here at 9:30, but we'll keep trying him. All right. Let me go to who's on line one there? How can two parties?
Still working on that one.
Okay, another texter. How can two parties be so polar different about guns? How would I answer that? I mean, one party believes you need a law for everything. In my mind, one party has less regard for the Constitution and a, you know, read the Constitution in its context and, you know, there's not much room here for debate about this. The other is, you know, certainly a little more about personal freedom and personal responsibility, and I guess that's why they're that different. Another texter says, I was in Iraq in 04, did some law enforcement, as most of us who've been around, there's one thing that never leaves us, and that's always being aware of our surroundings. And it drives me crazy. Like where we sit, what I can see, etc. I know somebody else like that. Rusty Ort, Purple Heart recipient. Rusty came with me last year to the Veterans Employer Summit, so I asked Rusty to come along and join us. That's kind of what you do, don't you? I mean, you have a law enforcement background yourself before you were in the service, right?
Yeah, before I went into the military, I served as a police officer.
So what tips would you have for folks that don't have the training you have about awareness of your surroundings?
It's sometimes not what you see, it's what you don't see. You have to be aware of your surroundings. To a point where if you're on the outside of a building, look for the things that are uncommon, out of place, and stop trying to think like you were preventing something or being reactive to something. You are really needing to hit it on the head by finding it what's out of place. And then don't be afraid to contact any individual in regards to what you're seeing.
So if you see something that's not right.
Yeah, if you see something.
Say, this doesn't look right. What's going on here?
Say it, and then there'll be a response to it.
That's good advice. Harold in Jamestown, let's get you in on this conversation. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
How about the shooting yesterday? Things like that all go back to the judge. Just the coward, Mr. Bergdahl. I wouldn't put it past him someday to do something like happened yesterday in Texas. I think the judges, I think the biggest problem in this country are the lenient judges for crimes that persons cause will escalate in future years. Made bigger crimes than the judge let them off in the first place.
It was a horrific decision, wasn't it? Given what he did?
unthinkable,
if treason isn't a reason for jail, you know, and treason is a little slap on the wrist, what do these people consider crimes, these judges? My Lord.
You know, the UCMJ has a code, and there's a penalty for each offense. Everything has to remain consistent, and on this case, they brought emotion into it.
Yeah, no kidding. Black and white. Read it. You know, interpret the law. Good points. Harold, thanks for the call. Rusty, thank you, sir. Situational awareness. Very important. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day. Lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Saying, boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.